true love cannot be found where it does not exist. Where does true love exist? Hey there! Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Enrich Podcast. My name is Oluchi Ajogu and you're welcome to episode 15 of our God's Love season. Today we'll be dwelling more on true love and learning some features of it. But let us pray first as we always do. Jesus, thank you for another chance to proclaim your gospel. I pray, Lord, that the words that come from my mouth are pleasing to you and that the ears that are listening are open to you. I pray that you help us understand and show this true love. In Jesus' name, amen. True love is the key ingredient that completes the recipe of all that we attempt to do in life. I ask the question, where does true love exist? True love exists in God. God's love for us is true love, and anything we attempt without the love of God is incomplete and not enough. A passage that summarizes God's love for us is the very popular verse of the Bible, John chapter 3 verse 16, and it is our anchor scripture for this season. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Let me take it again. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Now, God so loved the world. Dissecting this verse of the Bible will give us features of God's love. It says, "For God so loved the world." It didn't read that God loved the world because of anything. No, it placed no reason. God just loves us because he is love. Now, one feature of God's love is that it is unconditional. And unconditional means that it is without conditions. It is without reason. It is without limits. God's love is without reason and it is without limits. He loves at every second of the day and at every season of our lives. In fact, his love is intense. Yes, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world." Now, looking at the word "so," "so" means to a great extent. Using "so" means to place emphasis on this love. It is used to emphasize the love God has for us. His love is intense. And the fact that God's love is unconditional does not mean that God loves everything we do. No. Rather, his love is so intense that he loves every sinner so much that he provides a way for them to find love and life. He loves us so much that he wants us to find love and to find life. He wants us to be saved. God's love is without limits. Now, God's love is also universal. This is another feature of God's love. God's love is universal. It says, "For God so loved the world." He doesn't love a few people. No, he doesn't love a particular set of people. He loves everyone and wants every one of us to love him and to be his children. "For God so loved the world." Not a particular tribe or a nation or a race. God loves everyone. He loves you listening to me. He loves me. He loves every one of us. God loves us so much. And whoever you are, wherever you are, God loves you. And don't you ever forget that. He wants to be your friend. He wants to help you. He wants to save you. You know, sometimes we don't even believe that God's love is unconditional. We don't believe that God's love is universal. Sometimes we don't even believe that God loves us. And there are different reasons why we don't believe this unconditional love. Some of those reasons are, first of all, we think of God's love as the same way we love people. We think that God loves just the same way we claim to love people. The truth is, it is actually difficult to love everyone unconditionally, Like, it's not easy to do that. And because of that, we tend to judge God's love based on the way we love others, based on the way we picture love. That's why it's very important to have the right definition of love. We say, okay, fine, because we can't love other people unconditionally, there's no way God can love unconditionally. And because we just naturally love some people and not so for others, we find it difficult to believe that someone can love unconditionally. But let me remind you that God is God. God is not human. He is God. Another reason why we tend not to believe God's unconditional love is that sometimes we feel unworthy of it. Yes, we feel unworthy of it. We ask ourselves, how can God love us unconditionally? Like me, as sinner as I am, why would God love me? Like, is there any reason why he should love me unconditionally? And because we feel unworthy, we don't believe his unconditional love. And that guilt keeps us from believing. Another reason is that we don't understand the love of God. Now, God's love is not the emotional feeling. No, but God on his own, selflessly giving up himself for our good. Now, God's love is selfless, and that is something we should understand. One other reason why we tend not to believe God's unconditional love, why we tend not to believe God's unconditional love is, we have questions. I've heard a lot of people ask questions on how you would say God loves unconditionally, yet the Bible speaks of his anger and wrath. Now, that appears to be so unloving. How would you say someone that loves me unconditionally would still get angry and, you know, the thought about hell and all that? But then, God is, first of all, love. He's a God of love, and he's a God of justice. He loves us so much to discipline when we err. Now, he disciplines those he loves. He disciplines us to keep us from falling further into sin and to protect us from harmful circumstances and from harmful, you know, consequences of our own actions. Now, God is love, and I want you to understand that he doesn't love like humans. He loves because he is love. It is his nature to love, and he loves us unconditionally. He loves you unconditionally. He loves me unconditionally. God loves you enough to love you no matter what. And that is not a license to sin. I will be concluding this episode with Romans chapter 8 from verse 38 to 39. Now, it's something I want us to be conscious of. I want you listening to be very conscious of this verse. It says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Nothing shall be able to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the next episode, we'll be looking at more characteristics of this pure and true love. I pray you were blessed by this episode, and if you were, please share this episode with someone and let us all get to know just how much Jesus loves us. Check us out on Instagram at Enrich Podcast. Connect with us on Enrich Podcast and subscribe so you don't miss any episode. And if you want to be part of the weekly newsletter of Enrich for 2022, please send an email to enrichwithbernice@gmail.com. Enrich with BERNICE@gmail.com. And I'll put you on the list. This week, I would love for you to take time and thank God for what he has done in your life and for his love. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay enriched, stay tuned, and stay blessed.